Imagine a place where you can purchase some thread, a lava lamp, a stuffed unicorn, and some pencils and paper, all in one stop. And it's not some store with 100 aisles. This place still thrives as an old 5 and 10 store. And I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
When Dick Hartley opened a store in Branson in 1961, it was a summer fishing town. Times have changed, and so has the 5 and 10 he began several decades ago. Today, the store not only sells thousands of items, it's an attraction.
We get a million or so people through our doors a year. And Andrew, it's all about the Dick's 5 and 10 experience. We like to say that no trip to Branson is complete without that Dick's 5 and 10 experience.
Today, it's Dick's son, Steve, that co-owns and helps manage the family business. Walk through these doors and you'll find a lot of fun items.
I would say there's probably 325,000 items on the counters right now, about 75,000 different items. And it's all management by walking around, Andrew. We don't have a computer, MBWA, management by walking around. And our customers love that. We're out with the customers, we're talking to them, we're listening to them, we're interacting with them, and that's cool.
Steve runs the checkout stand most days. He likes being with the customers. Steve's father knew how to bring value to shoppers while still building a successful store in the face of stiff competition. His wisdom is not lost on his son and the staff here.
He always told me, keep the store filled, but fun, interesting, colorful, hard to find, novel, cool merchandise. So when we travel that 6 or 7 weeks a year, you know, we are always thinking outside the box of how we can find a way to sell a certain item, because people know they can come to Dick's and find unusual, hard-to-find, fun things.
It's a family favorite for over a half century now. You can see the TV version of this story next week by following the American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.